realignment, your thoughts on the new alignment if okayed?
I think it's good. Makes sense time-wise and travel-wise. I know teams have some concerns with the travel schedules they have with the time change and whatnot, so I think being in the same time zones makes a lot of sense.
And what about for players? Is that an issue for you guys that you're happy to see adjusted?
Yeah, I mean, it's fine with me. I mean, it makes sense with new cities in the league and whatnot. It makes sense, so it's good.
And we talk a lot about the impact for fans and for broadcasters. What about players? Do you see this as making any difference for you guys?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think with the new playoff format, with having to play teams in your conference in the playoffs every year is going to make for some good rivalries, and which is good. I mean, the fans love the rivalries, so do the players. It's heated times of year, and it's good to play against teams you're familiar with.
Travel-wise, is it a huge plus to stay in your time zone as much as you can?
I think it is when you're going from west to east. I think when you're going from east to west, sometimes it was nice in Vancouver when we'd get back and it was only 1 in the morning and you just traveled for 4 hours. But I know Detroit going the other way had some pretty serious concerns getting back at 6 a.m. sometimes. So I think, it's going to be nice having everyone kind of standardized and in their time zone.
I had research come out yesterday talking about Derek Bogart's state when he passed away and the degeneration of his brain over the years from fighting. What are your thoughts as you hear information like that coming to light?
Oh, it's unfortunate. I mean, it's a big guy taking some big blows from some other big players. So, I think it's something we knew, though, with boxing and with hit blows to the head. We know it can be, adverse to the effects of the brain and the head in general, so it's unfortunate.
I think that now that we're more aware of the severity of the damage and the possibilities of really changing lives at a fairly early state in life, that the game might adjust in some way to that? Would it adjust your game?
I hope not. I mean, it's part of our game. It's, I mean, I've said it all along as, fighting's part of the fabric of this game, and I think something that a genuine hockey fan appreciates, and I know the players appreciate it, so I hope not.
But for yourself, you're willing to accept that risk?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's a contact sport, and especially with when you're dropping the gloves, you know, you're with another guy who presumably knows what he's doing too, and you assume some risk there, and it's part of the game.
Do you think that's something you might have a different view on later in life?
No, I don't think so. I think that hockey affords me a good living, and my family a good living, and I know the risks involved, and there are risks, but I think I know how to take care of myself, and it's something I accept.